Bakas Zabin Parakei Mishnah Yidal Balkari Kamagasher. Somebody who's a Balkari on the Mishnah Sim has the same din as a Magasher. Somebody who's in contact with a Sher to the Rishon Latumah, like we had in the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said somebody who touches a Sher or somebody who touches Shechel Azer becomes a Rishon Latumah. So too a Balkari is a Rishon Latumah. By all Nida, somebody who has relation with the Nida has the same din as a Tamei Mesa, just like a Tamei Mesa is an Abba Tumah, is Tamei for 7 days. So too, somebody who has relation with a woman while she is a Nida is an Abba Tumah and is Tamei for 7 days, as a Nida herself is Tamei for 7 days and is an Abba Tumah, and the person who has relation with her is also an Abba Tumah and is Tamei for 7 days. Ella Shechamer Mimenu Baal Nida. But there is a stringency that a Baal Nida has that a Tamei Mesa does not have. Tumah Tamei Mishkav Umayshav Tumah Kala. That somebody who has relation with the Nida would be Mitami Mishkav and Maisha. Something he lays down or sits down on, such as a mattress or a chair. And just like a Nida is Mitami Mishkav and Maisha, so too a Baal Nida is Mitami Mishkav and Maisha. Even if it's not in contact with a Mishkav and Maisha, if he lays down on it or sits down on it, it becomes Tame, as opposed to a Tame Mace. Only thing that he comes into contact with would be Tame. So if he lays down or sits down on something without coming into contact with it, it would not become Tame. But there is one difference between a Nida and a Baal Nida. Even though a Baal Nida has all the dinim of a Nida, his tummy for 7 days, and his Anava Tumah, and his Matami Mishka for Maisha, but there's one difference between a Nida and a Baal Nida, which is that a Nida causes a Mishka for Maisha to become an Ava Tumah, as opposed to a Baal Nida, somebody in relation with a Nida, even though his Matami Mishka for Maisha, his Matami is something he lays down or sits down on, but it's only a Tumah Kala, a more lenient tumah. If mitami only ochel namashim, food or liquid, it only becomes a rishon tumah. So it's not mitami kalim. It's only mitami ochlin or maskim. As a rishon tumah is only mitami ochlin or maskim, not kalim. As opposed to the nida herself, the nida herself would be mitami the mishka of a maishav, a tumah hamur, a more stringent tumah, and the mishka of a maishav would be an avat tumah. As opposed to a bal nida, even though he has all the dinim of the nida herself, but is only mitami the mishka of a maishav, a tumah kala, not a tumah hamur. The following, if they came into contact with truma, would pop the truma, would make the truma into a shlishi. It would be forbidden for Karnit to eat the truma. These are gzeros through Rabbanan. They are some of the yudchas, there were some of the 18 gzeros that Beishameh was gzer, and we follow Beishameh with these gzeros. And these 18 gzeros were made at a time when Beishameh outnumbered Beis Hillel, and therefore we follow Beishameh with these gzeros. And some of these 18 gzeros had to do with possible truma, had to do with things that possible truma, if they come into contact with truma. Somebody who eats food that is either rishon or shani, if he starts to come into contact with truma, the truma would become possible. Even though minatora, a person would not become tumid from oichon that are rishon or shani, but the rabbanon were geyser that he would become tumid and he would possible truma. And so too, somebody who drank liquids that are tumid that are rishon or shani, that person would pass the truma if he subsequently came into contact with truma. And the reason for the gzera is that the rabbanon were afraid that maybe somebody would eat oichlin that are tummy, or drink liquid that are tummy, and subsequently would eat truma. And he would put the truma in his mouth while the oichlin or masin that are tummy are still in his mouth, and the truma would become tummy. Therefore, the rabbanon said anybody who eats oichlin or masin that are tummy would pass the truma if he comes into contact with truma. And that way, a person would not eat truma after eating oichlin or masin that are tummy. Somebody who, after he immerses himself in the mikvah to become tall, if he goes in, most of his body and his head, into drawn water, he would become tummy and he would pop with truma. The reason for this is, in those days, the water of the mikvah was very dirty, and after resting themselves in the mikvah, they would go ahead and wash themselves off in mayim shuvim, in drawn water. People started getting confused. People started thinking that immersing yourself in drawn water makes you tall, and that's not the case. You need water that is not drawn for a mikvah. So therefore, the Rabbanan said that anybody who immerses himself in the mikvah and following that, puts his head and most of his body in mind, shuvim, and drawn water, would become tummy. And that way, people do not wash themselves off and draw water after immersing themselves in the mikvah. And so, too, somebody who is completely tor, who had not immersed himself in the mikvah, but through lugin of mayim shuvim go on his head and most of his body, he would become tummy. He would pass with truma. And the reason for this is, even though this person did not immerse himself in the mikvah, so there's no real reason for this there, but the Rabbanan were afraid that people would not understand why is it that only after immersing yourself in the mikvah, only then if you immerse yourself in mayim shuvim, do you become tummy. But if you were completely tar and had not immersed yourself in the mikvah, if you go into mayim shuvim, you do not become tummy. People would not understand the difference, and therefore the gzera would be nispasa. People wouldn't pay attention to the gzera since they don't understand it. So therefore the Rabbanan said, even somebody who was tar, three lugin of mayim shuvim falls on his head, and most of his body he would become tummy and he would possibly truma, and that way the gzera that they made would last. That had safer. And the sifrei kodesh, if they come into contact with truma, would possibly truma. Now the reason why sifrei kodesh would possibly truma is because in those days they used to store the truma right next to the sifrei kodesh. The reason being that they said it's very appropriate to store truma next to sifrei kodesh, that they both have kedusha. But the problem is that the mice would be attracted by the truma, would end up destroying the farm. So therefore, in order that people would not store the truma next to the farm, Rabbanan were geyser, that a sefer that comes into contact with truma would possibly the truma. The high yadayim, and stam yadayim, a person's hands who had not been washed would possibly truma, even though the person is not tameh, but before coming into contact with truma, he would have to wash his hands. If he does not wash his hands, that's called stam yadayim, yadayim, that we don't know that they're tameh, but they had not been washed. If he comes into contact with truma, it would possibly the truma. Utvuyo. And a tfu yom, somebody who was coming had immersed himself in the mikveh that day, but naifo had not arrived, he is a tfu yom. If he comes into contact with truma, he would pass with truma. This is an exception to the rule. This is min ha-Torah. This is not one of the yud chesed. This is not one of the gzeres to Rabbanan. Min ha-Torah, a person who is a tfu yom, who had immersed himself in the mikveh that day, but naifo had not yet arrived, if he comes into contact with truma, he would pass with truma, causing the truma to become tuma. Oichon food, or kelim utensil that had become tuma from liquid. If they come into contact with truma, they would pass through the truma. As oichon food that came into contact with liquid would become a sheni, as liquids are always a rishon. Even if the liquid became tummy from a rishon or a sheni, that normally something that became tummy from a rishon becomes a sheni, or if it became tummy from a sheni, it becomes a shlishi. But liquid, no matter how it became tummy, is always a rishon. So therefore, since liquids are always a rishon, when they come into contact with oichon, with food, the food becomes a sheni. When that food subsequently comes into contact with truma, it makes the truma into a shlishi, it passes the truma. Now, the reason why the Rabbanan will go to that liquid that are always a rishon is because there are some liquids that are a rishon. For example, liquid that came into contact with the sheret is a rishon. So therefore, the Rabbanan will go to that all liquids are a rishon, and sometimes the person does not know why the liquids have become tameh. They won't know if it became tameh from a sheret or from other sorts of tumas. Therefore, the Rabbanan will go to that liquids are always a rishon. Now, the reason why the Rabbanan will go to that liquids are always a rishon, they will not go to that food is always a rishon. Even though food sometimes is a rishon, for example, if the food came into contact with sheret, it would become a rishon. But the Rabbanan were more machmer by the tumah of liquid than by the tumah of eichlin. As eichlin is more difficult to become tameh, as eichlin needs hechsher. It needs to come into contact with one of seven liquids for it to become tameh. So therefore, since it's more difficult for eichlin to become tameh, the Rabbanan were not as machmer by eichlin. They were only machmer by maskin, and maskin needs no hechsher. Maskin is always susceptible to become tameh. And so too, kalim that had become tameh from maskin, those kalim would become a sheni if they come into contact with truma, they would pass the truma. Now, even if liquids are always a rishon, but they can't be metame kalim, a utensil can only become tameh from an ava tuma, not from a rishon or a sheni. So why are maskin, which are a rishon, metame kalim? This is also a gzera to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were geyser. That since there are some maskin that would be metame kalim, there are some maskin that are an ava tuma. What liquids are an ava tuma? The liquids that come from a zav or a zava would be an ava tuma, because it's the saliva of a zav or a zava is an ava tuma. And that abatuma would be metamic kalim. So therefore, since there are some liquids that are metamic kalim, the Chachamim were machmer, and they said that all liquids that are tameh would be metamic kalim, even if the liquids are only a rishon. So therefore, kalim that come into contact with liquids that are a rishon, those kalim would become a sheni, and if they subsequently come into contact with truma, they would pass with truma.